The opinions expressed in the following program are solely those of the hosts. Once again, Radio Free G is streaming across the Internet G-Band. Available exclusively on sternwind.blogspot.com. With your host, Radio Free G, and introducing super producer, Mumbles. Please direct all listener feedback to radiofreeg@gmail.com. What's that, Jim? Do you have some sort of incoherent drunk mumblings to pass off on unwitting teenagers as profound? Indians scattered on God's highway bleeding. Ghosts crowd the young child's fragile eggshell mind. Yeah, no wonder you're dead. I bet that sounded like lyrical gold while you were busy pissing away your talent. You would think at least one of the other band members would have turned around and said, "Hey guys, this guy is pretty much our meal ticket. Why don't we try and keep him alive instead of stuffing more pills down your throat?" Ah well, on with the show. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for Radio Free G, the program that dares to go where no one else will. We'd like to announce an addition to the Radio Free G family here. We have super producer, Mumbles. Say hello, Mumbles.
Hello.
Hello, Mumbles, and how are you doing this evening?
Not so good.
Why? What seems to be the problem, Mumbles?
My ass hurts.
Really? What seems to be the problem with it?
There's a crack in it.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, that's Mumbles. And now that we've seen and heard from Mumbles...
That's me.
Let's get back to the program here.
Are we going to get back to the program now?
Yes, we are, Mumbles.
Good, because I really, really like the show.
I'm sure you do, Mumbles. Our listenership grows by leaps and bounds every day.
I hope they don't trip and hurt themselves.
That's a metaphor, Mumbles.
Yeah, I knew that.
Sure you did. Anyways, so let's start the program by checking in on some feedback from episode 1 of the Radio Free G. You'll recall that we sent out a challenge to the listenership to bring in ideas and discuss what it is that they would like to have from their work if they had the power to get anything that they wanted. For example, the discussion was initiated when I mentioned that members of parliament had voted themselves a raise, just like your city councilors who turn around and say, "Oh, we're doing such a good job, it's Christmas, we're going to give ourselves more money." I didn't really find a problem with it, but it turns out that one of the faithful listeners, the first ever reply to episode 1 of Radio Free G, comes out and, in a nutshell, calls it disgusting that these people turn around and vote themselves in with raises. When I say they, I mean the politicians. Politicians basically sit around and do nothing all day.
Yeah, just like you.
Shut up, Mumbles. The politicians sit around, they talk, they gesture wildly with their arms in the air, trying to make points for photo ops. But at the end of the day, they don't accomplish anything.
Yeah, I agree with Anonymous.
How did you know this person was called Anonymous?
You didn't really give a name. So, I figured, you know, no name, Anonymous. He's a thing, so he's Anonymous. You know.
Right. How did you even know that it was a male? You said he.
The reply was by email, not e-female.
Right. I'm in the middle of a soliloquy here. You can chime in after. I'll ask you for your opinion. So, it turns out that Anonymous wasn't too happy. And you know what? We're going to have to agree to disagree. And that's really what this show is all about. It's the listenership putting their ideas out there. I'm really just the moderator of our reality that we're creating as we go along here. A more specific example came from a listener named MC. MC. Now, I wonder who that could be. Anyways, MC turned around and said that he would like to be chauffeured back and forth to work. I fully understand that. Anyone who has a long commute, they know that those two, sometimes 2 hours, 15 minutes, bordering on 2:30, that's what, 60 plus 60 plus 30. How many minutes is that, Mumbles?
Million?
No, Mumbles. 60, 60, and 30.
Did you say 60 already?
Yes, I did, Mumbles. Okay, so 60, 60, and 30, 120. We'll say 150 minutes in every 5 days. That is a lot of time that you are spending basically looking at the ass of the car in front of you.
Do they have a crack in it too?
Mumbles, please. Anyways, I agree with MC. And he brings up an excellent point. And that would be something that I would like to have. Of course, if it was up to me, I wouldn't want to be chauffeured. I would prefer something a little quicker, say having a helipad installed on the roof of my house when I eventually get one. Helipad is going to be the first of the improvements I'm going to make. Some people like doing kitchens. Some people like doing the bathroom. I think it's helipads that sell houses. So that's going to be the first thing that I put into my house.
Ooh.
We're going to have to put the show on hold for a second. It seems like Mumbles getting ready to wet himself. Mumbles, do you have something to say?
Yes. I have something to say about the show.
What is it about the show, Mumbles? Are you going to say something like you really like
it? No, I actually have bringing up a point about the relation to the first show, episode 1 of Radio Free G.
Okay, Mumbles, go ahead. Here's your time to shine. Don't screw it up.
Wasn't the whole point of asking for feedback on episode 1 to be what would you take from work and feel guilty about taking if you could give yourself whatever you wanted? You know, not what would you take from work, because we know that, what people would take, but what would you take and feel guilty about? So doesn't that make this discussion that you're talking about right now sort of irrelevant?
Well, Mumbles, here we are, 6-7 minutes into episode 3 of Radio Free G, and I must say, you really hit a home run this time. I guess we'll just move on to new topics.
Are we moving on?
Yes, Mumbles.
Can I say hi to my mom?
No, Mumbles, we don't have time. So, the topic that I'd like to throw out right now for the listenership to discuss and send feedback to... once again, that feedback can be sent to radiofreeg@gmail.com. The topic I'd like to send out...
You said that already?
Yes, thank you, Mumbles. I'm just getting my... See, now you've thrown me off.
Sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
Okay, just be quiet and let me finish.
But I'm super pretty...
Okay, just relax and let me do my thing.
Okay.
All right, so, as I was saying, the topic that I'd like to throw out there for discussion now... is something that I think we can all relate to, seeing as how many people in the country of Canada come here because they were persecuted in their homelands, they were leaving terrible situations and looking for something better. And since we've had some dictators die recently, notably being Pinochet, not being given a state funeral, by the way, only being given a military funeral, big surprise, I'd like to throw out there the topic of richly deserved deaths in history. And I'd like to ask the listenership for feedback. There are some that stand out for me. The first would be the classic tale of Mussolini being hung upside down in the square. Does it get any more poetic than that? I don't think so. The terror and fascism that he put those people through. I mean, you could say, hey, he just went a little bit too far. Italy was in the crap or when he took over, and how much of it can be attributed to Mussolini, Italy's rise to power. Who knows? Were they just riding on the Kraut's coattails? Who's to say? We'll let the historian judge. For me, though, I think that his death is pretty much up there as some of the best of all time. I mean, it certainly doesn't compare to the other great Axis leader there, Mr. Adolf. Well, I won't even say his last name. We all know who we're talking about. When he decided to go and kill himself in the bunker. I mean, there was no justice in that whatsoever. If maybe he was captured alive, not by the Americans, but by the Reds. Let the communists go to town on him for a year, three, four, maybe six. Just have him disappear. I mean, in the headlines today, we have former KGB leading the country, and they're poisoning spies all over the place with polonium something or other. So if they're doing that now, today, in an apparently democratically elected state, imagine what they would have done back then. You let Uncle Joe go to town, and you will not be disappointed.
Uncle Joe?
Yes, Joseph Stalin.
He's not my uncle.
Shut up. So, and then of course we have the all-time classic, Caesar in the back, dying of mysterious stab wounds. You know, the old saying, keep your friends close, keep your enemies closer. You might have done well to listen to that. But again, Caesar, another guy. Did he really do a bad job? He was just playing the game, doing the best with the cards that he was dealt, you know. He went into Gaul. He brought great victories to the country. I mean, did he really deserve it? I don't know. I wasn't there.
Where?
Rome, mumbles. Rome, ancient Rome.
How could you be there?
Okay, it's a figure of speech. Anyways, that's the topic that I'd like to throw out there. And I want everyone to send in, once again, to radiofreeg@gmail.com. Send in what you think to be the most poetic deaths that have ever taken place. And they don't have to be to world dictators and the true evils associated with man's history. It could be even something ironic, something slightly humorous, anything, any story that you have, you know, preferably backed up with fact. We don't want anything anecdotally here. That we heard from a friend of a friend of a friend.
How many friends is that?
Okay, Mumbles, we did this already. So, that's what I'd like to throw out there for the listenership. I anticipate lots of emails flooding in, and we'll take up all the responses in episode 4. Once again, if anonymity is preferred, I will use whatever handle you tell me to use. If you have an online name that you like to use, that's fine. In the absence of any information, I will just use the term anonymous. Whether you're a man or a woman, I'll use the term anonymous if you send in the emails to radiofreeg@gmail.com. Well, that's another episode down. My name is Radio Free G. His name is Mumbles.
Thank you.
He is the super producer, now part of the Radio Free G family. Catch you again next time on the G Band.
In transmission.
Mumbles, that's my line.
All right.
You get your own radio show, or you can make up your own tagline. Okay?
All right.
Nah, come on, don't cry.
Okay.
Want to go out for ice cream?
Can I get pistachio?
Sure you can. Until next time, end transmission.
The preceding has been a presentation of Radio Free G. Send all emails to radiofreeg@gmail.com. Available on sternwind.blogspot.com.